I am Mike Marsh, and I am with you today with the series Practicing Lent 2015. Today is Friday, March 13th, and we are continuing our discussion of fasting and simplicity with the Desert Fathers and Mothers. The topic for today, is it yours? That's the question. Let's begin with a word from the desert. The same Abba Agathon was walking with his disciples. One of them, finding a small green pea on the road, said to the old man, "Father, may I take it?" The old man, looking at him with astonishment, said, "Was it you who put it there?" "No," replied the brother. "How then," continued the old man, "can you take up something which you did not put down?" So what's wrong with a finder's keeper's approach to life? After all, it's only a pea. For Abba Agathon, however, it's not just a pea. He sees a deeper issue and is asking a more profound question. Is it yours to pick up? This week's saying can be seen as a corollary to last week's. Last week, we reflected on letting go and detachment from our possessions. This week's saying asks us to consider whether what we pick up and take on is really ours to pick up and take on. On the roads of our lives, we will each find many small green peas. Abba Agathon invites us to be discerning and ask ourselves, is that pea mine to pick up? So how might we consider this saying? How might we practice it in our own lives? First, as Abba Agathon teaches, not every pea on the road is ours to pick up, but some are. Our practice, then, is to discern which is our pea and which is not. As with all the desert sayings, we must begin with our own lives and experiences. Look at your calendar, commitments, and to-do lists. Do you find any green peas? The things you find may all be good things, important things, but are they all yours to do? If not, why did you say yes? What did you expect or hope that green pea would do for or give you? Here's another. Have you ever become involved in a conflict that didn't really involve you? Do you carry another's burdens and worries as your own? Have you ever tried to fix another's life and solve their problems? This is not about being uninvolved with or unconcerned about our neighbors and their needs, but about a detachment that allows us to be truly present. There is often a fine line between being responsible to another person or situation and becoming responsible for that person or situation. Finally, reflect on the green peas you have picked up. What was the attraction? What were you looking for? Why did you pick them up? What do they teach you or say about your life? Begin to recognize the green peas you have picked up in the past and why you did. The next time you find a green pea on your life's road, ask yourself, was it I who put it there? Is it mine to pick up and carry? Let us pray. O God of wisdom and knowing, you formed your servant Abba Agathon to be a counselor and teacher of others. By your grace, may his words guide us on the road of life, that we may walk with discerning minds to know what is and is not ours to pick up, that we may be free of distractions and unnecessary burdens, and that our journey may take us to that heavenly country where with your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, you live and reign, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.